Yeah, me too. There, now I'm recording. Okay, so this is a game that that Joseph, my 5-year-old son, has been directing. So
no way.
Yeah, so it's an RPG Maker game, as you can see. But for 2 Sundays now, we've gone to the arts workshop where I work, and we've just used the computer to play around in RPG Maker. It's not very long yet, but let's see how it works.
Are you calling it Sunday because you're spending the day with your son?
Yeah. Oh, I can't select. That's frustrating.
Simply the space bar.
Oh, yeah.
Or return.
No, yeah, I'm just trying to do... Yep. I was trying to do it with the old controller. Alright.
Oh.
So, here we are in the game.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, once you catch up to the stream.
Right. There we go. That's the dolphin.
That's the dolphin. No, that's not the dolphin. That's the Hokotake freight vessel. That's the ship from Pikmin 2, specifically.
Oh.
You can tell because it has 2 cockpits. You fool, okay. Pizza. And this music is the boss music from Pikmin 3, the final boss music, the mysterious life form music.
Oh.
I guess the Plasm Wraith, the mysterious life form, has a different theme, even though it's the same entity. All right, so we're playing as Louis, and we're gonna jump
spoilers.
In.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
You
right?
Just tell me that. Oh my god.
So when Louis gets to the ship, you'll notice Joseph made the takeoff animation himself.
Okay. It's pretty good. Nice.
Alright.
What was it supposed to signify? Like the takeoff animation? Just like the exhaust and stuff?
Yeah, that was the flames coming out of the bottom of the ship.
Sure.
So we did this in RPG Maker, and I had a bunch of plugins installed. So Joseph was also in charge of region restrictions, which dictate where the player can walk. So actually, all of these snow-covered mountains... these ones are pretty good, actually, but many of them you can just walk up into.
Maybe that's like other secrets or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
All right.
But I don't know. It looks kind of solid to me.
It's pretty good, isn't it? So we can start picking up these Pikmin. Oh yeah. So we got one Pikmin now. I'll wait for the stream to catch up before I'm gonna see if the throwing works. The throwing of Pikmin in RPG Maker was actually quite a programming challenge. So let's see if it works. Ah, no, that's working great. Oh, okay. If I try and throw to the right, not so great.
Let me see.
Oh no, there it goes to the right.
Wow, that worked perfectly.
Yeah. What you really want is
top as well.
Is a big team of Pikmin. So I'm just going to go gather up all the Pikmin in the area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's kind of... I don't know if it's working that well if you throw it to the top or the bottom.
Well, see, here's the thing. The direction that they go in, it turns out... I thought I was making it the direction that Louis was facing in. But no, it's just a random direction. But that doesn't matter when you've got a team of Pikmin because of this feature. I'm just going to hit throw right now. There you go.
Well, I'll have to wait.
Yeah, I have to
bit.
Go gather these ones up now. There we go. They're all gathered.
Oh my god, what's happening?
Yeah.
They're all stuck in the mountains and shit.
Yeah, they get stuck in the mountains. If we travel over this way, we'll eventually get to some bowl bears. This one here. It was supposed to be that the Pikmin could... kill them if you threw them, but it didn't quite work.
It's gigantic.
Oops. Okay. So.
Wait, what's happening?
Yeah, so this noise, I'm just gonna have Louis jump in the lake to see if it fixes the noise. If it doesn't, oh yeah, okay, good. No, that fixed the noise. I actually hadn't tried that. I'm glad to know that the lake ending of the game fixes that noise glitch.
Okay.
All right.
With the lake ending?
You know, it's when Louis goes in the lake, yeah.
What's the... Like, can you give me a synopsis of the lake ending?
Louis fell in the lake and drowned. So I'm just going to play back up to the... back up to where I was before.
Is that canon?
Not in Pikmin 2 or 3.
But what about Pikmin Quest or whatever
Pikmin
it's called?
8? No, the canon ending is down this way. The canon ending is in the town of Tyler here. Just gonna hop
the
in.
Town of Tyler?
Yeah. I don't think that's actually the name of the town.
I've seen a lot of towns. Can you enter all of these?
Not all of them. Only Tyler.
Only Tyler.
I've just entered Tyler.
Okay, I'll wait. Why is the internet quality perfect now, by the way?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's got an important job to do, which is show you the town of Tyler. Alright, and so I'll assume that, yeah, because you're going to have to wait quite a while I kill time in Tyler Town. I'll show you down here, there's a little friend. His name is Captain Olimar.
Is that like Hillgraves?
Oh, no, this is, there's usually some little old people sitting in here. I'll be honest, this is another map where my son did all the region restrictions, so you can actually just go wherever you want. But where I'm going to go is down here to talk to Olimar. And there's a neat little bit of programming here, I think you'll agree, Pizza, as a game dev yourself. And you see that when you approach Olimar... Oh, no, he's wigging out. Okay, oh no, never mind. He'll actually come get you.
Will he now?
Yeah, he will. You'll have to wait for that bit. We could probably...
Oh, what's happening?
We could probably actually just be streaming this over Discord.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe that'll make it a little less unbearable.
That's... I don't actually think...
I mean...
No, Discord actually won't let me stream... RPG Maker games to you.
What?
It doesn't recognize them.
Bullshit, I was streaming Vampire's Dawn to you for months.
Oh, okay. Well, it just thinks I've got... it's not on the list of things to stream to you.
Do you have it in full screen or in window?
Window.
What? It needs to be there. It has to be there. It's impossible for it not to be there.
I can only see Dolphin. What if I get rid of Dolphin? I'll try it. I'm closing Dolphin.
Maybe you have to like refresh Discord so it understands that there's a new window.
There. I've closed Dolphin and there's still no... I saw the little dolphin disappear and there's still no RPG Maker.
What?
Alright, so Captain Olimar here says, go to the mountain, find the first boss.
Okay.
I could... I mean, this is all a big experiment, right? I could just do the... could do the virtual camera, but then you wouldn't get any audio. That's a good point.
I don't care. Audio... I mean, I could... I could have the audio through Twitch.
Oh, that's true. Okay, well, I'll start the virtual camera.
Okay.
And I'll send it to you here.
Yup, it's coming. There it is.
There it is.
Let me max that. Okay.
Alright, ready?
I'm ready.
Go to the mountain, find the first boss, says Olimar.
Yup.
Oh, I automatically just picked up the controller and it wasn't working. Of course. You might get a new area. Okay.
Did you write the dialogue?
No.
No?
No, I didn't. Joseph did. I mean, wow. I typed it. He dictated it to me.
That's pretty good, then.
Just wait.
Oh, just wait. It's dangerous up there. I better go with you.
There you go. What do you reckon?
That's a fantastic picture. No way.
Okay.
Wait, you're the fucking king of no, I'm gonna take the choice. That's not the one you're supposed to take. And then you don't make anything happen when you do that?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, let's talk to him again.
No way.
I was gonna have it so you could just keep on going through the whole game just solo with no Olimar. But I haven't put that bit in yet.
No, you gotta make like an entire, you know, like alternative arc of video game.
Alright, ready to say okay?
For choosing. Yeah, fine.
Okay, says Louis.
Okay. Whoa! What?
Yeah.
Why did everything explode?
The town exploded. I don't know, Joseph said it should happen that way.
Okay, and now the town is like gone.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this metal thing?
The metal thing? Why, that's a bridge up here.
Oh, of course. Wait, but then what was that? There's a mountain there.
There's a mountain there.
What's up with the mountain?
Well, we can actually go behind the mountain. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you walk on the clouds?
Nope. Let's see. Nope. You can interact with the mountain.
Wow, who made... No way.
You know what he's doing?
He's cursing.
No, he's speaking in Japanese.
Oh, of course, yes.
No thanks, says Olimar.
Why, is he racist?
No, I don't know what's happening. This is just what Joe said to happen. And in fact, the next bit, Joseph actually typed himself.
Oh, wow. Food. Food. Food.
Because that's what Louis says in Pikmin 3.
Oh, he does? How does it sound when he says it in Pikmin 3?
He's like, well, you know, you can only, like, his, you can read the dialogue in Pikmin 3, but when you hear Louis, he's like,
like what that. Was that word that you repeated in Pikmin 3? That was something.
Choo-choo! Well, that's from Pikmin 2.
No.
No,
it was like...
Yeah, Chari. Chari. Aleph.
Was it that? I don't know.
Brittany. That's what...
Maybe it was Brittany.
Yeah, Alf. Yeah. Alf says Brittany like, Brittany. And then Charlie says his own name like, Chari, Chari. And he's going, Charlie to ship on his intercom. But the dialogue is, you can hear him speaking, and he just goes, Chari, Chari. That's good. And Brittany calls Alf Aleph. It's very good.
Okay, and this also typed by Poo-wee. Oh my goodness, bye-bye.
Yeah, he was trying to type,
oh my goodness,
oh my goodness, bye-bye. And he was just like,
oh,
watch this. And he just started typing. And it's like, what does it say? And I was like, it says, oh my goodness. And he was like, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Pretty good. But what we've really got to do is go over here. I hope you're appreciating these walk cycles, by the way.
I appreciate all of this.
So.
And also, what I appreciate the most is not having this lag delay anymore.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Now I can appreciate everything in real time.
Ooh.
Ooh. What's this peculiar mountain?
Yeah.
Help Pikmin.
What Olimar means is we're going to need the help of the Pikmin to move this out of the way to get down there.
Yeah, obviously.
Louis wants to eat the Pikmin. No, Louis,
no.
Says Olimar.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oops. There we go. Alright, I don't remember exactly is the right way to go. I think this... Oh yeah, this is a shortcut to this little bit down here. So, what we actually want to do is go here. Onto the island. And then down here.
I like how it just ripped... I like how it just kind of ripped Death Mountain as your...
Yep.
...stage. Which is... What's this now? Is this Pokemon?
No, this is, this is from Romancing Saga.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
oh.
On the Game Boy. But the problem is... I actually haven't been able to figure out how to do the characters going under ladders yet. I mean, I can do it with layer graphics, but I just didn't have time. So actually, there's no region restrictions. You can just walk everywhere.
You know what? Before you open that big chest, I was going to say... is this from Final Fantasy Adventure? And you were like, oh no, it's Romancing Saga from the Game Boy. I think Romancing Saga on the Game Boy is called Final Fantasy Adventure in America, actually.
I think so. I think you're probably correct. So this
Holy
is
shit.
This is actually the end of the game. When you
okay, but there's a small chest in the corner and a giant chest not in the corner. I think the giant chest is the bad ending.
A bad mimic, did you say?
The bad ending.
The bad ending.
Like because you're greedy.
Ah, yeah, it's a Stalker Shadows of Chernobyl kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
The ending of that game is determined by how you play it. And if you amass over a certain amount of money, then you get the greedy ending and you're crushed by a ton of gold at the end of the game.
What?
But that the threshold of how much money you have to earn, it's almost impossible not to get that ending. You have to know about this and deliberately not pick up money. It's,
wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So inside this chest, there's going to be Brittany and Charlie and a bunch of Pikmin. And then they join the team and the Pikmin join the team. And then you got to backtrack back to move that mountain out of the way.
Uh-huh.
Kind of thing. But so that's how much of the game is built.
That's it for now.
Yeah, that's it for now. There's nothing else. That's just two Sundays. Okay. That's pretty good for two Sundays.
Yeah, sure is. Also, the consistency of doing this for more than a single Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, he loves this. He loves this project. There's a secret path up here.
No way.
Now, I don't think that you can get... No, there's no going back from this point. We can't get back to the ice map.
I mean, the town blew up.
Yeah, we're going to have to get... I think we're going to have to get to another town and then exit back onto the main map from that other town. I think that's how we'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, Pizza, I need a little bathroom break.
Yeah. That's absolutely fine with me.
Okay. Back in a tick. Yeah, here we are. Memory card slot A is etc. Wasn't there any good music recently, Pizza?
Yes.
Huh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, which one?
It doesn't matter. What about you? Which one for you?
So, Daughter?
Daughter? I don't know, Daughter.
You've got a warm heart, you've got a beautiful brain, but it's disintegrating from all the medicine.
They made, like, the Life is Strange Before the Storm soundtrack, but they're also just, like, a good
band. Life is Strange, the video game?
Yeah, Before the Storm, the... standalone sequel.
Oh, no, okay. I don't know anything. I know zero things about Life is Strange. I don't even know the genre.
That's like a adventure game.
Gotcha. Well, now I know the genre.
And then Speedy Ortiz as well.
Well, it's not what you think, but it is.
Girl in Red.
Oh, Hannah, just look at me the same. I don't want to be your friend. I want to kiss your lips. I want to kiss you until I lose my breath.
You heard it here first, listeners. Check out Daughter, Speedy Ortiz, and Girl in Red.
Sure do. But especially if you're like lesbian.
Yeah.
Ah.
Have I? I don't think I've listened to much lesbian music recently, apart from like Portishead and Fever Ray, which are on rotation. Hi, Pizza. How's it going? Oh, young
well,
MA,
you know.
Young Ma.
Thought the sky was falling when I dropped the ceiling on him. Then she went and dropped the panties, work your heart. I won the Grammy, don't take Molly, don't take Zannies. But there's weed inside the pantry, I get hot to get by. She go low, cause she my hoe. Shout out Reen, that's the bro. Shout out to my motherfucking woes. We ain't never home, we on the road.
What?
I just thought of a lesbian I listened to. Young, everyone check out Young MA, she's great. Off the Yak, that's a good one. Check out Off the Yak. Beatboxin' with Spot'em Got'em, this weird artist who sounds incredible but has never made a good song except for 10 seconds worth, which he then released 3 times in a row, almost unchanged. Anyway, weird tangent. Hi, Pizza. I'm good.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, Rusty. I'm Rusty. I haven't done anything creative in a long time. I've just been sitting around having the flu.
You had the flu?
Yeah, and the kid too. So I was like caring for him while also being sick. So it was really miserable.
Oh, that sounds like a thing.
Yeah, like a thing, like an ordeal, a gauntlet, and I'm not used to talking to human beings who aren't 5 years old anymore, so forgive me if I don't know how to begin a weird episode.
That's fine, I don't know how to talk to people that are not nurses anymore, so...
Good point.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how's it going, Pizza? And you'd be like, yeah, my blood oxygen saturation's a little low. And I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm like, hey, can I have like 2 more cooling packs and...
Another bolus of fentanyl,
take, like...
please. Well, listeners, hit your boluses of fentanyl because it's time for Pikmin. We're going on a new game, a Pikmin game. Pizza's getting the audio delayed by 7 seconds, but she's getting it, and she's getting the video not delayed as much. So it's a weird setup. We've been recording for an hour already. We don't know what it is that is happening right now, but it's happening right in front of us. Welcome to Pikmin 1. I'm Daniel K. This is Pizza. I mean, Felixa.
Either or.
Piss girl
also works these days. Yeah.
Pizza, Piss Girl, Felixa, it's all the same.
Right.
Oh no, we just got hit by an asteroid. Did you see that? The SS Dolphin got hit by an asteroid in space.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Do you know what this ship's job is?
It's to gather intel.
A gather intel ship?
It's a reconnaissance ship.
A reconnaissance ship. Nah, it's a freight vessel.
Yeah.
Hokitate Freight is a freight company. Olimar is their only employee of any merit, and the SS Dolphin is the only ship that actually does stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. But, oh no, it's not in good shape, is it?
No, it just got hit by, like, a thing
in
space.
A thing in space. A meteorite.
No, crashed.
Hang on. A meteoroid is a stone that's devoid of the fire that propelled it to you.
What?
What? I was just quoting lyrics softly to myself to soothe my mind. My name is
was
Captain Olimar. Did you ever listen to Joanna Newsom, Pizza?
No.
I love Joanna Newsom.
There's too many... I'm sorry, there's so many people on this planet doing so many things. I usually have not heard of the person. Period.
Yeah, definitely. She's one of those artists which I haven't listened to very much since just fully relying on Spotify, because she's not on Spotify.
Oh, you gotta cancel that subscription and get YouTube Premium, because everything's on YouTube Music.
Yeah.
YouTube, do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now. I've made too many playlists.
That, yeah, well, you're just gonna have to let those go.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's alright. I've bought all her stuff on Bandcamp, or a bunch of her stuff anyway. And the rest I have on a hard drive from ages away.
Buy it on physical media.
I have it. I've got. I turn my head and I look at all the Joanna Newsom vinyls that I've got. Shit, I got a lot.
Vinyls?
Oh, yeah.
Vinyls suck. I like audio CDs, I like cassette tapes.
Oh, okay. Alright, I'll chuck all these vinyls out then.
Yeah, fuck vinyl.
Mm, yeah, I mean, I don't have a record player, just got the vinyls.
Exactly.
It's in storage. Well, my name's Captain Olimar. While traveling through space, my ship was struck by a meteor. I must have blacked out, and I awoke on the surface of a weird planet. With so many parts lost, the skeletal hull of my beloved dolphin is a painful sight. The engine is gone. I'm stranded. Just to change it up, I'll let you do the next bit, Pizza, if you can read through the bitrate.
Yeah, it looks perfect. To make matters worse, my atmospheric sensors indicate this planet's environment contains high levels of poisonous oxygen. My life support systems can function for only 30 days. If I can't repair the dolphin by then, no. Better not to think about it. I must find the missing ship parts.
Alright, we better get on. Let's find those ship parts. Alright, so, listeners, this is Pikmin 1. I've finished Pikmin 1, I think, 3 times. But only the Nintendo Wii New Play Control version. I'm now emulating the... I mean, I now am playing on my GameCube with a GameCube controller. And so the controls are a little different and a little bit worse, in my opinion. They improve things in the New Play Control version. Specifically, they let you cycle through Pikmin types when you have groups of Pikmin in your Pikmin party, which is really a huge help. It's something that actually you need to do. And they figured that out really quickly because you can do it in Pikmin 2, I believe, and Pikmin 3. It's just an important thing to do that you can't do in GameCube Pikmin 1, but whatever. Oh, a strange thing has appeared before me, says Captain Olimar. I had barely begun my search when it reared up as if it were waiting for me. It then dropped a single seed. What is it? Is it alive? Is it a machine? It resembles a vegetable on my home planet that we call an onion. I shall call this an onion too. Okay. Pizza, is this a podcast?
Is it?
I guess so.
It must be.
Do you feel like describing stuff? Should we be describing things?
Yes, we should. There's a leaf sticking out of the ground, attached to a red kind of antenna.
Yeah, a little red shoot.
We're getting a bunch of texts on that.
The seed that the onion dropped took root in the soil and has now produced an adorable little sprout. This sprout emits a strange light, and it sways back and forth without benefit of wind. I cannot help but think it's calling to me. I'm compelled. I must approach it and press A. So we're going to pluck our first Pikmin. we're in a grassy environment. We're standing beneath the red onion, and we've just plucked our first Pikmin. It's a pretty closed-in environment. We're kind of in a gulch. Except that the scale of Pikmin is so small that we're down below the flowers and the leaves. So what is a gulch to Captain Olimar is actually just like a little, you know, hidey hole in the forest, pretty much. Oh, extraordinary. Oh, you take this one. I need my voice a break to give.
Extraordinary. When I plucked the sprout, it turned out to be a living creature. Not a plant. Picking it has done no visible damage. It just stands there, staring at me. Its shape is similar to the Pick brand carrots I love so much. I believe I shall call it a Pikmin.
So what have we learned about Olimar's home planet, Hokotate?
That there's a Pick brand carrots that you can buy and eat.
Yep, and also onions.
Actually, I assume that you buy them. Maybe you don't even have to buy them.
No, you do have to buy them. I think Hokotate is specifically capitalist. I'm not too sure.
Hokotate.
No, I think Hokotate is how you're supposed to say
it's definitely... It's Hokotate.
It's based on a Japanese street name. So smarter people than me have called it Hokotate.
It must be Hokotate.
Yeah, I mean, that's always what I said.
Yeah, that's probably how we should call it.
Hokkaidate?
Hokkaidate, yeah.
Not Hokkaidate.
Probably not. That sounds wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, you...
I mean, this game is in English, after all, so...
It is. And you are the Japanese speaker, so I'll bow down to your superior knowledge of how to pronounce Hokkaidate.
Right. If you enter a house and you're like home, you say Tadaima, I think.
Tadaima.
And if... Tadaima, I think that's what you say.
And then when you're leaving, you go, Hokkaidate.
No, when you're leaving, I think you go, Itekimasu. And I think everybody else is then replying, Iterashai, I think. Maybe.
There you go. This has been your Japanese lesson of the week, listeners.
Yeah, based on that, I'm pretty sure it's Hokkaidate.
Okay, Hokkaidate. Here I am, stranded on a toxic planet, fighting to survive, and yet I'm intrigued. I must research this fascinating creature. I shall try to grab it and throw it with A, and I will call it to my side with B. Maybe the other buttons, etc., etc., the controls. Look at all these controls.
It's pretty presumptuous to call this planet toxic. Like, what did it do to you?
It'll kill him. He has to get off there before his life support systems run out of power.
Sounds like he's gaslighting the planet, to be honest.
The planet is gas-gassing him.
Yeah, that's what he says. Mm. I think the planet's not at fault.
No, you're right.
Probably a pretty nice planet. Like, the pigmen are fine.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the one that should stop being so toxic.
I mean, pizza... This is Earth, you know.
Yeah, Earth is fine.
Earth is fine, except he's a little alien. He can't breathe oxygen. He breathes Hokkaidate gas.
Oh, so the planet's toxic because he's coming to the planet and he's like, oh, you're toxic.
Yes.
Maybe you should back the fuck off and let the planet just be.
Listeners.
I don't know.
Felixa doesn't like Olimar.
Olimar doesn't like our planet.
What does this Pikmin think of me? I have to observe its reactions. This is, I think, happening because I'm just wandering around, not throwing it around. So this is the game saying, just throw it around, fuck around for a bit, see what happens. So I'm actually going to throw this Pikmin at a pellet posy, which is a red flower daisy, which is right next to the onion. Oh, jeez! We knocked it right over and there's a pellet on the ground.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's the number one on the red pellet.
Yeah.
Which makes it like, I don't know what.
How many Pikmin do you think are going to come out now that we've brought this one back?
Probably one. One Pikmin.
Astonishing. The onion has sown more seeds. The small red pellet the Pikmin harvested after cutting down a flower appears to be some type of food that can propagate more Pikmin. The onion seems to be a sort of incubator. Needless to say, I must study this strange life form more.
Oh, wait, you tricked me.
Yeah.
There were two Pikmin coming out,
that's
like
right.
Three or something.
Yeah, that's right. No, there's
but
two.
But you need one to pick up the pellet. That's what the one signified.
Yeah. In every other
don't
ever size...
Treat me like that again.
Well, so for example, let me see. There's a 5 pellet. That will yield 5 Pikmin. Only the one
what?
Pellets yield 2 Pikmin.
What?
You get 10 and 20 pellets too, and they yield 10 and 20 Pikmin.
Oh, that's confusing. Why is it like that?
It's like that because only... Well, so this... If 5 red Pikmin carry the 5 pellet to the onion, you'll get 5 red Pikmin. If 5 yellow Pikmin carry a red pellet to the onion, you'll get 3 yellow Pikmin. Pikmin prefer
what?
The pellets of their own color. But
okay.
So a yellow Pikmin carrying a red one pellet will yield 1 yellow Pikmin. But a red Pikmin carrying a red one pellet will yield 2 Pikmin.
Okay, so the number still signifies how many Pikmin you need to pick it up. It just happens to sometimes line up with how many Pikmin you get.
In fact, it always lines up with how many Pikmin you get, except with the one pellets. And except if you use an off-color match. Okay, so I've got 5 Pikmin in the party, 7 in the squad. I'm going to pick up the 5 pellet. We're building up the population.
Can you, like, do something with the The flowers?
Which ones?
The ones you're walking through right now.
I think if I walk around enough, some little bugs will get scared. There they are. There they are.
What? Okay.
Yeah. There's a few things that... So I've finished this game a couple times. There's some optional bosses in this game which I haven't even seen. Let alone messed
What's
with.
What's at the ground? What's with the signs on the ground? Is that like a reference to the NASCAR lines and corn circles and shit?
I think it's like a crop circle where the ship, the Pikmin... I think it's like the ship lands here a lot and it has this pattern on the ground.
It's like a reference to crop circles.
Yeah. You'll notice that there's another empty circle here and then a third empty circle. Well, a second empty circle, a third circle total here. Alright. Oh, I forgot. I have to keep on hammering A to pick the Pikmin.
I've been reading more and more Fire Punch and Chainsaw Man, by the way.
Oh, your mangas.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good ones.
Alright, so... Well, that's good. Which is better, Fire Punch or Chainsaw Man?
Fire Punch.
Ah, okay, you heard it here first.
It's not even a hard take, that's just a fact. Also, I've been reading a manga series about BDSM called Nana and Kaoru.
Nana what?
Nana and Kaoru, that's like two
Nana
persons'
and
names.
I haven't been reading anything.
Oh, shit. I'm still waiting on a manga, apparently. I just now realized. What happened to that?
Have you given up on your cosmic horror books? You're fully manga now?
I had cosmic horror books?
Yeah, were you going to read Ship of Fools?
Oh, yeah. Reading books is like... I'm not smart enough to read books.
Mm.
I need, like, pictures.
Yeah, you need those mangas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even smart enough for manga. Here, check it out. I can make them go around. That's really cool. And they can go, like, in a...
What? Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. You can't do that in Pikmin 3. And it's worse for it. I love doing this. All right. So we've now got 14 in the squad. During some downtimes, you can talk more about Fire Punch and Chainsaw Girl.
Sure.
But for now, we're going to use these 14 Pikmin to move this this shopping bag, or this cardboard box. Is it a shopping bag? No, it is a cardboard box. This is the only day which isn't timed, so I'm kind of having a leisurely little time of it. Just going through the world, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But normally it would be like, "Ooh, we better not mess around too much around here," kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, because when it's like dark, everybody dies.
Exactly. Because of the it's nocturnal like predators that live on this planet's surface.
Mm-hmm.
The bull bears and grub dogs, wally hops, etc.
Right. Was it worst?
Your turn.
My turn.
Yeah.
The Pikmin are as curious as children. They form groups to perform tasks that would be impossible for an individual. A glimmer of hope has begun to shine in my heart. If I can make use of their skills, perhaps I can fix my ship. I shall sum up all I've learned of Pikmin conduct.
And now here's just... This is the controls. That's what Olimar's saying. I shall record all of this in my computer. I can press Y to access the computer. There's the computer. There's the controls. Alright. Get back here, group. Oh, what's this over here?
Oh. that's a ship part.
Yeah, there's a big gyrating sort of mechanism on the ground. It's way bigger than Olimar and the Pikmin. It's part of the ship. Amazing! There's no mistaking it. My ship's engine rests before my very eyes. By a stroke of pure luck, I have already stumbled upon the most important piece of my damaged craft. Fate has smiled upon me. But how will I get it back to the Dolphin?
Well, you need a lot of Pikmin to carry it for you.
Oh, I'm going to need 20 Pikmin. I've only got 14. Well, let's have a little look around. Pikmin. See if there's not some more Pikmin food around. Anything inside this empty box? No. Alright, now we come across the real enemy, the real adversary of Pikmin, ramps. Okay, we did it.
Good job.
There's a one thing up there I'm chucking a Pikmin at. One thing over there. There's a 5 pellet. And another 1 pellet. Now there is a big stone wall here at the other end of this little arena. This little sort of wooden stump arena that all these pellets were in. I can't do anything with this yet. The Pikmin will bang their leaves against it impotently. And then give up. There actually is a wall that they can knock over here. But it takes some creativity to get them to it. And you can't actually do anything yet. But it does... I'm actually going to do it because it'll save me time when I have to come back here to have that wall knocked down. So I'm going to knock that wall down. I'm going to do some creative Pikmining. Starting to pluck. Ah, when many Pikmin seeds sprout at once, I find it rather tedious to pluck them from the ground individually. My wife always told me I was no good at routine tasks. I guess I'll try to get it all done at once by repeatedly tapping A until I pick all the Pikmin from the ground. I've noticed when I add Pikmin to my group, they become filled with excitement and flush with bright colour. At other times, they revert to a paler hue and give off a dim glow. Paying close attention to these differences is bound to help me distinguish between Pikmin. We get Olimar's little drawings of the Pikmin flushed and the Pikmin idle. I gotta hammer the A button because my wife says I'm bad at routine tasks.
What?
Hmm?
Huh?
That's what Olimar said.
Oh. I get it. I guess.
His wife said he's bad at routine tasks.
Okay, so you want to prove her wrong?
I guess so. I think he's just saying, like, oh, it's really hard to pick all these Pikmin, but my wife did say I'm bad at this stuff. I think he's kind of like a... He's a bit of a... Is this the right place to chuck them?
A bit of a sloth?
Bit of a... Oh, it's a bit of a sort of like, what's the expression? Hangdog. He's a bit like, like he knows he's a bit, like, not perfect. He knows he's imperfect. Okay. I can't do that at all. Alright, I give up. I'm not doing it. I'll get that later. Come back here, Pikmin. I thought I was being smart, but I'm not, because there's another little step up there. Okay, let's just get the engine and call it a day.
You can't... Can you not clear that step?
With a Pikmin throw?
I don't know, just...
Nah.
Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah, the second step up there. I can't get them up onto the platform with the...
Well, don't try to sequence break. You're gonna get there. Just... Get that time.
Yeah, I was just trying to here in the time where there's no time limit, I was trying to optimize as much as possible.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah,
it's right. Okay. You know, you're not good at routine tasks, you don't have to be.
It's true. There we go. Okay, now a group of 25 Pikmin, which is all the Pikmin that I've got in the world, are carrying the engine. Oh, so listeners, I'm thinking this this little series, this mini series, this whatever it is of Pikmin, I'm going to finish this game. Pizza's going to have to watch it happen, right? Oh, they're taking it back to the ship. I was wondering where they're taking it, but they're not going to take it back to the onion. But I'm going to break it up into episodes, and the episodes are going to be broken up by days. But I think this first episode should be this little intro day and also the next day, day two, right? And then I'll hang up on you and go to bed. How's that sound?
That sounds fine by me.
Sweet. Hey, we brought the engine back to the ship. It's stuck on the bottom there. And the ship is like, you know, popped out of the ground and sort of ready to maybe go somewhere almost a little bit. Your turn. Handballing to you while I drink a drink.
Oh, glorious. With the help of these Pikmin, I've taken a huge step back toward home. My ship can once again lift off. The glimmer of hope is beginning to burn more brightly. But what has become of the remaining parts? That search starts tomorrow.
Dun 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 dun. So as night falls, Olimar coordinates the evacuation of the Pikmin off the planet's surface. They climb back up into their onion, and Olimar is teleported inside his ship by a little technology ray. And as the ship lifts off, so too does the red Pikmin onion, using its funny little flower propeller to fly up off the ground. One day since impact, I've somehow managed to launch the dolphin, but I was surprised to see the onion lift off with me. Perhaps the Pikmin can't survive overnight on the planet's surface, or have they merely decided to join me for another reason? Either way, it seems they'll help me again tomorrow. The dolphin is missing 29 parts. If I can't recover them all, I may never return home to my family on planet Hokotate. Analysis shows life support systems will function for only 29 more days. How can I repair my dolphin in such a short time? A dense forest is visible on the surface below. As it holds the keys to my survival, I name it the Forest of Hope. I explore it tomorrow. Oh, Olimar. Oh, stats.
Are you sad for Olimar that he's all alone?
Yeah. His situation's so dire. He has so many hardships ahead. He's separated from his wife and his two kids and his dog. Bulby.
Yeah. Maybe you should just live with a Pikmin.
Yeah, take a Pikmin wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, let's save the game.
Alright.
So this is going to be... this is where my failures are tallied, is the stats. Interestingly enough, we can just... so it's sending us on our way to the Forest of Hope, but we can just go back to the landing site, and actually we'll find that a whole bunch of pellet posies have grown, and we can really bolster the population of the Pikmin. But there's no parts we can get just yet. Not until we come back with yellow and blue Pikmin.
How would you know that?
Because I've done it.
You could just... Yeah. Yes, but how would I know that if I would play the game for the first time? I would see this. I would feel smart for being able to like figure out that I can go back there, but then I would feel not smart because I couldn't get the part.
You'd be rewarded by like tons of Pikmin. It feels good to go back there because it's just like so many pellets and you're just stuffing them into the onion and getting like, you know, tons of Pikmin.
And can I take these into the other level then?
Yeah. Yeah, they're flying. That's them in the onion, flying around our ship.
Okay.
So we're taking 25 Pikmin with us to the Forest of Hope.
Okay.
You would know to go to the Forest of Hope first because the game specifically lifted us up from the impact site and then brought us over here, and then I was given control. So it's saying, go here. But if you do fight against it and go back, you can get a big boost in your Pikmin population.
Right, it's like Super Mario World, where you're like, yeah, I guess I gotta go right, but if you go left, you get the Switch Palace.
Yeah. Yes. Alright, okay. Let's just go to the Forest of Hope, though, and we'll have our first timed day, and we'll see how much stuff we can get done.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be difficult for me with the GameCube controls when we get Yellow Pikmin. I'm not used to that being a problem at all, and it is a bit of a problem for me. So there's going to be maybe a little bit more failure than I'm used to.
Okay.
My dolphin has returned to the surface along with the Pikmin's onion. Being alone on this strange planet makes me somewhat uneasy, so I shall call the Pikmin out of the onion. All I need to do is stand in the light beneath the onion and press the A button. Okay, so we are...
I'm gonna do some plastic bag ambience.
Sure, play with your plastic bag. That's cool.
Okay. Just a little bit. For like... mood purposes.
Sure. I'm gonna have the Pikmin pick some Pikmin grass?
Have the Pikmin pick some Pikmin grass.
Yeah. Oh, shucks.
Do it.
Another intriguing discovery. A local variety of grass produces a sort of yellow nectar. When the Pikmin drink this delicacy, they instantly mature into flowers. This apparent Pikmin favorite seems to be full of nutrition. Closer observation is needed to determine the strengths and peculiarities of these flower Pikmin. So that was really not ideal. Here we are. Two Pikmin. There we go. Wow, there's tons. As soon as one Pikmin starts to drink the nectar glob, they'll drink the whole thing, and it'll just be gone. What you really want is for your whole team to run over it at once, and then they can most of them can all guzzle it up before it's gone, if you see what I mean. So, like, you could have, like, 5 Pikmin drink it, or 10 Pikmin drink it, or you could have 1 Pikmin drink it by mistake. Alright.
I kind of dislike that fact.
You kind of dislike it?
Yeah, that, you know, that you can fuck up something this easily.
So right. The flowers don't really matter. A blowhog will come and blow all the flowers off, you know, and it'll be back to normal. It's pretty low stakes. They fix it, inverted commas, in Pikmin 3, where the droplets are a certain size, and so, you know, each droplet will inflowerate 10 Pikmin. Whereas in this one, if one Pikmin starts drinking, they're going to suck all that shit up right away. And you go like, oh no, let some of your buddies have some too.
That's what I just like about Pikmin in general. This whole, like, what do you call that? Like, also the way you fight, it's not, you have your 10 orcs fight 10 humans, and they're always gonna, you know, cancel each other out, because it's about the force of numbers and not like the split second like decisions or whatever. And here it's very much like, if you fuck up, one of these things can decimate your party.
Yeah.
Or you can just insta kill it. I very much dislike this intense focus on, like, I don't know, motor functions or something.
Especially when it is put through the filter of the GameCube controller and these 2001 controls. It's really, Pikmin 1 is not the smoothest combat with these horrible monsters. But we're doing it anyway.
Yeah. It's like, it's a strategy game. I don't want this to be Smash Brothers.
Uh-oh. Okay. Our first deaths took place.
Right, because why? Because you didn't have enough Pikmin? No, because you, like, didn't press the right button in the right way at the right time.
Because I threw them in front of the Dwarf Bulb Orb and they got chopped up.
Yeah, that shouldn't matter. Like... I guess I'm missing the point of the game.
No, I think you got it.
Yeah?
It's that life is hard for Olimar and the Pikmin, and he can't help but fuck up and let them die, and he feels bad, and I feel bad. what should we do? Should we try and get bonus stuff, or should we rush to the next objective? Let's try and get some bonus stuff up here. Wait, cut it out! Stop!
Do you always 100% this video game?
Yeah, I always get every single treasure.
So don't. Stop right now.
Huh? Oh, okay. I've stopped. I mean, I stopped because I wanted to shout at my Pikmin and tell them to stop doing what they were doing. I'm going to kill
them. Get, the bare minimum.
What? No. Yeah. Olimar will be sad in the end.
Yeah.
I can't let Olimar be sad. I would do anything for this man.
He's fine. He's going to be fine.
Get him, get him, get him, get him, get him, get him, get him. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, pizza, no, 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 why aren't they killing it? No, 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 oh no. Okay, they got it.
So there's, I have the perfect video game, which is like this video game. The Muth series for PC.
The Muth.
Yeah, there's Muth 2, Soul Blighter. And it's the same fucking video game. It's also a strategy game where you have like units and you don't have buildings, you just have units, and you have like a map and you gotta fight fights, and if you fuck up your units die and you're fucked, so you gotta be real careful about what you do with your units and like split second decision, blah blah blah, the same kind of stuff. And whenever somebody dies in Muth, some voice goes like this:
casualty. Casualty.
And that's what I imagine whenever a Pikmin dies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you actually get to hear the little Pikmin go, ah! Sort of pretty much from like wherever you are, you can hear that happen. So yeah, it's just a similar philosophy, I think. Listeners, I'm splitting up the party a little, leaving a troop of 20 or so Pikmin smashing down a wall on one side of the map, while I try and rebolster the population a little bit with this little team of 7. Because the population was decimated by a spotty Bulborb, who I thought I had enough Pikmin to just charge into the bum of. But I got it right down into the last little sliver of health, and then it just started chomping, and it didn't stop chomping. And I was powerless to stop. Powerless to stop the chomping. Alright, but what I think I'm going to do is, the Pikmin that are breaking down the wall, I'll go add these Pikmin to that party. They'll break down the wall. I'll get rid of the Bulborbs on the other side of the wall. And then with these red Pikmin, join the fight, sorry. Start smashing. I forgot to be doing that. With this big team of red Pikmin, I'll take them over to the part which is just lying on the ground over there, and I'll have them start carrying it back. And then I'll go start building up the yellow population. The yellows are on the other side of this fence. Oh. Pizza, you take it. I'm tired of talking.
My clock has indicated the coming of noon. From now on, I must pay close attention to the sun meter on my monitor and choose my actions accordingly. So, it is best for me to review my monitor's data.
Oh yeah, this tutorial about what the screen looks like.
Across the top of my monitor are the sun meter and
don't worry about
display.
This, it's not important.
To adjust my monitor, I can
don't
press
worry about
L.
It. It's fine.
Yeah.
Alright, so in Pikmin 3, in all the Pikmins, if we land a Pikmin on a dwarf Bulborb, directly on its back, it just squashes it, bang. Which is really cool. In Pikmin 3, they've made the eyes the weak spot of the Bulborb, as well as just throwing them on the back. So that if you hit it in the eye, it's blinded temporarily. Wait, put that down. I never told you to do that. Okay, but so I'm just going to start chucking them up on the back instead of being smart and trying to charge them. Get it, get it, get it. Oh my god, get it. Okay, thank god it's dead. Great. No, stop, stop. Stop doing everything. And now everybody, come get this part over here. Yeah, the Pikmin kind of have a little bit of a life of their own. You've always got to be like slapping them and going like, hey, cut it out, cut it out. And they're falling over like that one just did. Okay, so there's something here. Why, it's the Eternal Fuel Dynamo. It has an unlimited energy supply. I won't have to worry about saving electricity anymore. This will make my fight for survival a little bit easier. What's it look like, Pizza?
It looks like a battery pack.
Looks like we killed too many Pikmin. And there's not enough to bring it back. So we're gonna have to Let's do this. All of you...
Can you bring the corpse of the thing back to your thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally. And while they're doing that, I'm going to start work on this whole yellow business over here.
Oh, can you hear that?
I can. That horrible squeaking? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you playing around on a swing in your front yard?
It's like a little creepy girl at night using a swing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the red Pikmin knock down this yellow posy. And now I'm going to pick the very first of my yellow sprouts.
That's actually the beginning of the Dungeon Keeper intro cinematic.
Is it? I've never played Dungeon Keeper.
Well, you gotta do some editing to this video, I think.
Play some Dungeon Keeper, you mean?
Just splice in the intro.
Sweet. Consider it done. Absolutely.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, just feel free to just say any other thing you want added.
Yeah, like, there's this new Matrix movie, right?
Yeah.
Can you add that in here?
Yes, sure. I'll put it in a little box down the bottom. I'll mirror it so we don't get pinged on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The color is different, but it seems to be a Pikmin nonetheless. First glance suggests this one has what in some circles could be considered very large ears. It looks like it may weigh less than the others. In what other ways might it be different from the red Pikmin? No matter, they're obviously quite similar, so I'll call this one a Pikmin as well.
So is that like Olimar's attempt at not being hurtful?
What in some circles might be called very large ears?
Yeah, like what in some... Your face is what in some circles might be called very ugly, but I would never say that.
Alright, so look at this system now. See where Olimar is? Over here, I can grab this red Pikmin and throw it. I've got to walk through my party to the yellow one to pick it up. In the new play control... Oi! Stop. That's for the yellow Pikmin.
See, fuck Pikmin. That's why. Like, Jesus Christ, can I just have controls that are, like, you know, helping me to do the things that I want to do? Instead of controlling... like, individual beings that do whatever the fuck they want.
They move away from... Yeah, they... The Pikmin series...
They move
series,
away from the mic when they breathe in.
They do. They're real Ty Zonde or whatever his name is. the Pikmin people.
Sorry, they're what?
They do move away from... Like, every iteration of the Pikmin game makes, like... In Pikmin 3, the Pikmin no longer walk slower than Olimar. So in Pikmin 1 and 2, and Pikmin 3 original release for the Wii U, you have to sort of stop and let the Pikmin catch up to you. Whereas in Pikmin 3 Deluxe for the Switch, they run as fast as Olimar. So it's like this big, long sort of journey towards making things easier for you. And one of that is letting you swap the colors of Pikmin just with a simple button push. And I don't know if it's... I kind of like the fact that... Whoa, jeez, did you see that? Nice.
That's a lot of Pikmin.
That's a lot of Pikmin. I'm going to start... I'm going to start playing with fire here. Huh. Your turn, Pizza. I'm giving you this.
The yellow Pikmin have picked up some peculiar stones. Why did they decide to grab them? This action seems to be instinctive to the yellow Pikmin. But just what are these strange glowing stones? Brightly glowing cracks cover them. Perhaps these cracks indicate that there's tremendous power locked away within. This merits further research.
Alright, so these things are gonna kill a lot of Pikmin.
Which things?
These strange, powerful stones. These are bomb rocks. In the updated control schemes, you can control what kind of Pikmin that you're standing next to and that you're throwing. In this old Pikmin 1 initial release, I kind of just need to be aware that I've got Pikmin with bombs in the party and they might just kill everyone.
That's also a moose too.
Okay, so stop these two. Oh, no, goodbye.
In Muth, you have these dwarves, and they chug, like, Molotov cocktails, or actually, like, explosive Molotov cocktails. And if they chug them, like, anywhere close to your guys, they're gonna blow up.
Yeah. So, I just, I was intending to throw three bomb Pikmin at the rock wall to blow it down. I threw one. And I thought that what I saw was that all the Bomb Rock Pikmin gathered around Olimar, and so the next Pikmin would also be a Bomb Rock Pikmin. No, the next Pikmin and the one after that, which I also threw, were just standard yellow Pikmin. They landed next to the bomb, and they stood there, and it exploded. So I just killed two of my Pikmin with a bomb wall, a Bomb Rock. So the first two of many to come, I think. Oh, the glowing rocks that the yellow Pikmin pick up seem to be explosive stones. Perhaps they know that these stones can be used as powerful weapons. The bomb rocks are dangerous, so I must take care when using them. But they should be able to blast open the stone walls that block the pathways. I may even be able to use them against some of the wild creatures. I must be vigilant. Pikmin I dismiss by pressing X bring their bombs when I call them back. Pressing X? Okay, cool. Pikmin I throw by pressing A drop their bombs when I call them back. Okay, so if I throw a yellow Pikmin with A, it's going to be dropping a bomb. So if I accidentally throw a bomb Pikmin, it's going to be using a bomb. But if I dismiss it with X, it's just going to hold on to the bomb. So I need to remember how it works. Come here. Oh no, you're a normal Pikmin. Oh my god. Come here. Where are you? You. I want to get this wall down, and then I go get that part, and then we're going to call it a day, because we're almost out of time. There you are. Oh my god! Hang on, can I... Okay. Sure, I can dismiss the Pikmin, and just carry the bomb ones. That's good. That'll be easier. Okay, we got that wall down, we can go down that way tomorrow. For now, I'll make sure there's no Pikmin left around. And in this last little sliver of time... I think I should be able to get that part. This is not enough Pikmin, but there will be enough Pikmin back at the base, which I'll go get. Get on that. Thank you. I've really changed when it comes to playing Pikmin. I used to really care about not leaving any... Oh my god. I used to really care about not... leaving any bodies or pellets lying on the ground. I wanted to really maximize my Pikmin population. I've now become someone who doesn't care so much. Which I think is
good.
Yeah,
that's always good. Always try to care less about everything.
Olimar's worried about the day ending, and so he should be. Alright, I think this should be enough. Yeah, there we go. So while these guys and girls, presumably, are carrying the part back to the ship, I'm going to start plucking all these reds. And they've been planted so long, they've grown into bud Pikmin. Naturally in the ground.
Bud Pikmin.
Oh, look, no, they're blooming. They just turn into flowers. Okay, 10 seconds left until those carriers are killed. But here they are, in the safety of the landing zone. So, great. With 4 seconds left, the part is delivered to the dolphin. So we're on track. We have to get at least one part per day.
That was pretty close, though.
It was pretty close. Eternal fuel dynamo. This should light things up. No more candles for me, says Olimar. I have recovered 2 out of 30 parts. If I can find just 3 more, I should be able to increase my ship's capabilities, which means fly to a different location. Okay. Yep, 77 Pikmin total, 77 in the squad. We're all safe. We'll let the timer count down to 0. All right.
Good job.
Thank you very much. I mean, I kind of can't help but feel like I underperformed a little bit on this day, only getting one part.
Eh. Whatever. I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Pizza.
You're welcome.
All right, the dolphin lifts off, and so does the red and yellow Pikmin, as the Bulborbs infiltrate the base and scream at the sky in frustration, as there weren't any Pikmin left behind to eat. 2 days since impact. It appears that many of my ship's parts have landed in this region. If I can just recover the parts of my radar, I should be able to use my radar screen. How that would improve my chances. Then I'd only have to press Y to locate my parts. And yet, there seem to be many hostile life forms here. If I am attacked and my spacesuit takes damage, I must return to my ship, stand in front of it, and press A to make suit repairs. This initial... Like, I like Captain Olimar a lot. But I feel like the tutorializing Olimar is not the best Olimar. Olimar is best when he's, like, reminiscing about his domestic life or just sort of making comments about the things that he finds.
Yeah, that's... I so wish, but that's sadly not the reality we live in, that video games would just not tutorialize ever.
Mm. It's,
Just include a manual. If you want to know shit, read the manual. If you want to play the game, play the game.
Yeah. The tutorializing is given to another character in Pikmin 2. It's given to a robot on the ship. And so that sort of transforms them into this sort of hateful little voice. And Olimar is free to just be, like, snarky about his boss and make, like, he'll find batteries and wonder what they're for. And go like, oh, I wonder if this was used, you know, da-da-da. And he's just a nice guy to be... controlling through this world, but at the moment he's a bit this button does this and that button does that. Okay, let's look at our deaths, shall we?
Yes.
15 lost in battle, 0 left behind. And we can see the population of the red and yellow Pikmin charted on a little worm graph, and you can see
it's
the red
worm
line.
Graph
This line graph. I guess it's a line graph, right?
No, the worm graphs forever now for me.
Cool. You can see the little red line goes up and down with the various tragedies and atrocities that took place today.
But it's way more up at the end than it was at the beginning.
Yeah, it's more up. But, you know, every foot of land that washes away the banks of Albion... lessens this land for every man, or whatever, however that poem goes, I forget exactly.
Oh, that's the third Albion I know of now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, oh, cool. Alright, listeners, tune in next time for day number 3, in which Pizza will tell us about one of the other Albions, and then in day 4, she'll tell us about the third Albion.
Okay, I can do that.
And now, Pizza, you don't get confused. The white of an egg is an albumen. You might have misheard.
What? I didn't know that.
I
will never know that, because I can't remember that.
I think it's an albumen. Egg biologists, tune in and tell me if I'm right. I'll never look it up on my own.